DW.
There's just this massive sense of sadness that people who had made this their home, had chosen to come here, who had expected to be safe here, and we expected to keep them safe here, that they weren't safe here. And that's the overwhelming sentiment, is, well, this is your home and you should have been safe.
Well, in the international media, we've seen this outpouring of compassion for the Muslim community. And even your prime minister, Jacinda Ardern, has gone to great lengths to show support for the victims and their families. And I just want to play this clip that I think boils it down quite well.
Clearly, what has happened here is an extraordinary and unprecedented act of violence. Many of those who will have been directly affected by this shooting may be migrants to New Zealand. They may even be refugees here. They have chosen to make New Zealand their home, and it is their home. They are us. The person who has perpetuated this violence against us is not.
Do Muslims feel safe right now?
I don't want to speak for them, but I can tell you the story of a friend of mine who was walking to school accompanying a Muslim woman. And I'll let my friend Alana tell the story in her own words.
She had told me that on the Monday she had decided not to wear her headscarf because she felt too scared to wear it. So I thought, oh, I'll wear one with her and we can walk together. So we dropped the kids off at school and then we were walking back to her house, and there was this man walking towards us, and he looked at us and then got his hands into a sort of gunshot position and sort of like pretended to like shoot up at the sky and then like look at us as he continued on and sort of smirked at us as he passed by. And my poor Muslim friend was so scared. She actually told me, she said, I couldn't imagine what had happened in the mosque, but when I saw this man, I could just picture what happens.
Well, that's quite a shocking thing to hear, and that's not really a story that I've heard yet before. So can you tell us what the general mood in the city has been like over the past week?
Yeah, it's quite hard to put into words, but yeah, just a real sense of just absolute dismay and abhorrence, and yeah, just real support though and solidarity for the Muslim community. We've just seen so much love and kindness being expressed. People here, I think, really want to show their support in practical ways. So people have been bringing in, yeah, halal meals, nappies, just any kind of toiletry supplies, anything they want. Basically, you know, they'll put the word out on social media, actually on Facebook, and they'll get a response in about 15 minutes. You know, someone will rock up with exactly what they need. So we're standing in front of the memorial here. We've seen flowers and a poem. Would you mind having a wee word with me?
I'm Judy. I've lived in Christchurch all my life. Would you like me to read the poem?
If you'd like to.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then I've got one more follow-up question.
Okay. So there's a poem amongst the flowers that has a very good message. To this land you came to make a brand new home. A place you should have been safe, a city you had made your own. It matters not what tongue we speak or where any of us are from. It doesn't matter in what building we worship. Right here we all belong. We will walk together in grief, but we will not let hate win. We will stand united, our city, our people, our kin.
You read that beautifully. Thank you, Julie.
Could you tell us maybe a little bit about what the attitude towards religion is in New Zealand prior to the terrorist attacks? How were people treated who were openly practicing their religion?
Yeah, New Zealand is quite a, I guess, secular society. Yeah, but we have a huge, huge array of religions, and the idea is, I guess, that people should be within the law and within, you know, peacefully able to practice their religion, whatever religion they choose to, and be able to do that freely. And that is really a value that is held very dear in New Zealand, I think. Yeah, I'll just you know, give you a little postscript to that story there. After this happened, a bunch of women in New Zealand have actually said, hey, let's all wear headscarves on Friday in solidarity with the Muslim community, with Muslim women especially, who are often targeted because they're more visible. Yeah, so there is this willingness among people in New Zealand to take it upon themselves to show that support in a very visible way. Could you just introduce yourself, tell me your name and why you've come here today?
My name's Sue, and I've just come pick flowers from my daughter's garden because I just wanted to pay respects to the Muslim community and for those that have lost loved ones.
You know, you mentioned, you know, showing love and support from the Muslim community. What's that going to mean for you maybe going forward, like beyond, you know, today and this immediate aftermath? Have you, thought about that this week?
You've got to stop. Well, if you hear bad comments about other people, you have to stand up and say that's not right. And if everyone did that when they hear things that are not correct towards other people, then maybe things could improve. If we show other people that we're not happy with them saying that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of, you see a lot of messages here that kind of, you know, stand up to racism, say no to racism.
We have to. And that's how it will happen. If we don't agree with it, if people say no to that, then maybe. Don't know.
So I also wanted to talk to you about the alleged attacker. And the alleged attacker is said to have come from Australia. Now, has this made people in New Zealand, or some people in New Zealand, feel like they're off the hook in terms of the reason why this attack happened? Saying, so to speak, that, well, it was somebody else, it wasn't one of ours?
No, I don't get the sense that people in New Zealand think that those facts somehow let them off the hook. I spoke with a prominent reporter here in New Zealand, Jahan Kasanada, and this is what he had to say.
I think this attack has finally forced New Zealand to ask the question, is Islamophobia a significant part of our culture? In what spaces does that exist? How has it been allowed to fester in the last few years, particularly in light of the rise of the alt-right, the increase in online hate speech? Those are the questions we're now having to ask. And Muslim leaders have said to me it's a shame that it's taken 50 people dying in a mosque to make us ask those questions.
Well, it sounds like from that clip that there's going to be a lot of soul-searching going on in New Zealand in the coming weeks, and that this story is far from over. But one thing that I wanted to ask you about is, on a more personal note, you know, Sam, you and I have worked together for quite a while now, and we both had to write about many tragedies, many terrorist attacks in Europe, mass shootings in the US. And, you know, as a reporter, I think it's safe to say it's very hard to read about those things, much less write about them so often. But what are your takeaways from reporting on this, considering it was something that happened practically around the corner from where you lived?
You can probably tell I'm a bit of a mess. I'm still processing it. It's really hard. And I guess I just feel this really immense pressure to get it right. And I want to get out and do my best to tell these stories and honour these people and do it in the right way. And I'm still, I think, trying to figure out what that is. You know, this is my home. I'm here for the long haul. And as our community comes to terms with what's happened, I hope I can, I hope I can contribute something positive to that.
Samantha Early is a reporter for DW and used to co-host WorldLink. She joined us via Skype from her home in Christchurch, New Zealand. Sam, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Kathleen.
DW.